I'm Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And this
is the Eshcast.
This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 526, Night of the Living Poop Coma. This is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best girl gaming, tech, gadget, and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sister, here to announce a very special episode of our podcast. That's right, folks. That means when you only hear me and you don't hear my sister, that this has got to be a clip show. We are off this week, but we definitely wanted to make sure to hit you with some fun content to keep you in the know until we regroup again next week with an all-new episode hosted by yours truly and Pandalicious. So I could go into a whole lot of details trying to explain what it is that you're going to hear, but frankly, it's just a bunch of random clips from a bunch of recent shows, as well as a couple ones that are a little further back in our archive. We do have quite a few here. So without further ado, grab a frosty beverage and enjoy episode 526.
And some of them have Jonathan Blow's voice, and some of them have this weird robotic lady who sounds like she just kind of woke up from, like, a poop coma.
What the hell? Wait, time out. What does waking up from a poop coma sound like? I don't understand the words that came out of your mouth.
I had a dream once that I was walking to a beach. It was empty.
What does that have to do with poop?
The beach. She's still kind of... In my mind, this girl has just woken up like she had a rage poop. So
why
intense.
Why is everything with you...
It was a rage poop.
Focus around rage poop.
The rage poop was so intense that it took all... Like, drained her energy.
I can't...
And she had to nap. But it was like a dead sleep. What? Like a coma. A poop coma.
No. It's just... No.
And they happen. I know you don't... You've never had to experience one, bro. But let me tell you.
Hey, I have experienced some shit, man.
Have you ever fallen asleep after taking a huge poop?
Yeah.
That's poop coma.
That's a poop nap. No, not a coma. Woke up.
But how long were you out?
Maybe 15 minutes.
Okay, then yeah, that's a nap. I've had rage poops that literally, like, I'd get mad and I would rage poop for like 10 minutes, which is a very long time.
I can't believe we're talking about this on the podcast.
My legs went numb from sitting on the toilet pooping so much that when I came off the toilet, I said, I need to nap.
You need to see a doctor is what you need.
I went and I told the fiance I was taking a nap. I slept the rest of the night until the next morning.
You
I woke up
need
at 6
to consult a physician.
And then,
like right
and I was
now.
Like, I can't play this game because it took 12 hours for me because I was in a poop coma.
Or maybe whatever the fuck you ate.
No, it was pure rage. It was the rage.
You need to see like somebody about that.
That was not a fun poop either.
Like I order the beer and he's like, it's only 2 p.m. Like, it's 2 p.m., bitch. Like, it's
you
afternoon
said the
time.
Magic words. P.M.
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 And even A.M. is just late P.M., so I'm still good.
It's a mimosa. It's like a breakfast drink.
Have I slept yet? It's not morning. Unless I've slept and gotten up, the day is not reset.
I love that rule, by the way. Sometimes I live by that rule.
That's my fiance's doing. I'm like, it's like 3 a.m. He's like, but I haven't slept yet, so it's still the same day. I'm like, that's not how that works. But it does.
But it
that's
kinda,
exactly how that
it kind of does work that way.
Yeah,
if I haven't
have a
slept
limit, though, like hearing someone talk about it, okay. But once you've done, you're like, oh yeah, it still feels like it's the same day because I have not shut my brain down yet.
Right. I am not laid to sleep to reset myself because sleep is basically like
reset.
It is. It's like, it's you shut down the computer and you reset, so it's a new session. So if I haven't left the session.
Right. Same day.
Same day.
Same day.
Same day.
Yep.
Not an alcoholic. Supposedly now they're going to do a charmed one. Did you hear about that?
Yeah. Like, yep. And that's where I'm putting my foot down.
And I was like, but did you get Rose McGowan, though?
No, because it's going to be new with, like, a retro twist where, like, I think they're going to, like,
and it's not
be
charmed. In the show. Let's move along.
They're going to be in the show, but they're not going to be the charmed ones. Like, maybe it's an alternate universe where, like, they're witches, but they're not the charmed ones. Now we're going to have, like, these super quirky Amanda Siegfried-looking bitches be the charmed ones.
Look, I love Amanda.
Unless they're all three black bitches, I ain't really all that, you know, into it.
It's not on BET.
I'd like to see a black charm.
It's not on BET, so let it go. So anyway, so that was like...
Oh my God, could you imagine a black fucking charm though? Like, for real? Like, for a second.
As long as it didn't turn into Atlanta Housewives, I'd be okay.
Your boyfriend's a highlighter. I know. I thought he was an angel, and then he literally was an angel. What?
You wrong for that.
It's funny, though. It's funny, though.
I mean, it is funny, but you're still wrong for that. So,
like, are you making chicken? Yeah. Zap, there's chicken. Because I'm
and
racist, too.
Boom. No. Red Kool-Aid.
It's like, look, guys, look. Like, my part's going to be off the hook because...
Stop being racist, Pandalicious.
I'm just saying, a black charmed would be hilarious.
Look, I'd watch it.
I would watch it. Like, put Real Housewives of Atlanta
basically
plus charmed in a blender with some sweet potatoes.
You
and like,
got Empire.
That's my lineup.
Because it's on BET, so you gotta, you know, one of them has to be like dating a DJ or up and coming rapper. Please let it be Chance the Rapper.
And then the DJ is the highlighter who's like an angel who's like trying to like be cool but like has no chill. Oh my God, I should totally be producing TV shows for BET. I don't know why I missed my calling.
Obviously, you missed your calling.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Guys, take the bachelor, right? Put him in the hood, right? Bachelor in the hood. Like, he's the flyest guy in the hood, and like all the girls want him.
Racist.
He gotta find which ones are the chicken heads and which ones are like the good ones. And like, it would be so
why
good.
We gotta be so racist against our own people? But it's true, though. I'd watch the shit out of that. Oh, by the way, this podcast is not okay for kids.
So I'm just like, I want to reload. I want to cock my gun. He's like, stop cocking it. I just want to cock it. And then go bang, bang, bang. But you could just go bang, bang, bang.
I just want you to realize the soundbite that you just blessed us all with.
And a guy is working on one of these artificial old guys. And, like, he's doing, like, touch-ups to his face or whatever, but he has, like, a cloth over him. Because most of the times that they have these conversations with these beings, they're, like, naked. Like, all the time.
Because they're not people. Naked. They don't have any shame or feeling about that.
Right.
So they're just flat-out fucking naked while they're getting worked on. So,
or, like, hey, let's have a conversation. Well, there's your boobs.
Right. That's
there's
one thing I give...
your pecker. I saw eight peckers. I counted.
This is what I'm saying. Like, the boob to pecker ratio in Westworld, like, it's equal.
Well, you didn't tell me they were going to be in the same scene. So, I was like, oh, like, he's having a conversation with her. There's her titties. Oh, they have a conversation with that guy. There's his pecker. Oh, there's some bums. Bums, bums, bums.
Lots of bums.
By the way, this big meaningful conversation is happening, but all I can focus on is ass and titties. But anyway.
So, anyway, what was I talking about?
I don't know, I'm drunk.
I was talking about something very passionately.
And I feel your passion. I just don't remember the topic in which you were passionate
before the same
about.
Year. Oh, I was dishing about Nintendo and not understanding the fandom.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And you are passionate
a gamer.
About video games.
Yeah.
I mean, last year I took a picture that I spent $7 on a hot dog. Granted, it was a big hot dog, but still.
Okay. You always have to get the fucking hot dog in.
I'm sorry. It is ridiculous. It is a hot dog. It is all the undesirable parts of a pig put in a casing that I still put in my mouth.
Then you need to change your life and start getting beef kosher dogs.
you were the smelliest thing. Like, you thought Indian poop, like poop from eating Indian food, was bad. Like, put some sriracha on that, microwave that in a real, like a microwave from the 80s, smear it all over your walls, and then put cinnamon on it, and that's what you smell like. Like, it's bad. It is the worst thing. Be lucky if you're eating something that's only several days past its expiration, because in some places people are eating very old. They're getting sick, throw up and shit everywhere. It is a nightmare.
Jacksepticeye calls him Mr. Wilson, like he's Dennis the Menace.
Oh my God, that is great. All right, so yes, so you are Dennis, and you're trying to. What's his neighbor's name in that show?
Mr. Wilson.
Oh wait, yeah, you just said
that. I just said that.
You did.
Do you
just
even
say that.
Listen, bro?
I don't.
I want to have a moment of silence, and by a moment of silence, I mean like a second, to just acknowledge that Last Guardian has gone gold. It's really real, guys.
Wait. Do we just do the moment of silence?
Yeah, that was it.
That just happened?
I said it was a second. It was a second.
Okay.
That's why I said it's a moment that's really like a second, because I can't like spend a minute.
No, I get. Anything. I was just like, I thought you were gonna like cue me in because I was already kind of thinking about others and I missed the moment.
Yeah, you missed the moment.
I did not.
Yeah. So that's why you should listen, bro.
I thought you were gonna count us down for the moment.
No, I'm not gonna be like 3, 2, 1, be quiet. That's just silly.
It's okay. Practical for those of us who might not be thinking about shit. I mean, you give somebody a shit sandwich, I mean,
nobody's gonna eat it.
You can give Tom Hanks a shit sandwich, and he can't, even with all that credibility that Tom Hanks has, he could not make that shit sandwich any less a shit sandwich.
Right. You could plate it however you want to plate it, but it's still a shit sandwich on a plate.
You could put it on ciabatta bread, it's still a shit sandwich.
Yep.
you ruined ciabatta.
You could put some truffle aioli mayonnaise on that shit. But it's still shit.
Still not eating it. It's a shit sandwich.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
It's like Barry White loving your salad.
Okay. I'm not following that. So I'm just going to...
There was a commercial way back when I was little. And it was a bunny for Hidden Valley Ranch. And he was like, love your salad. And he was like trying to imitate Barry White. Like Barry White loving your salad.
Okay. Sure, Panda. That happened.
I mean, we're supposed to talk about games today.
We're getting to games. We're getting to games now because, you know.
What a big fucking tangent this was today. This was a shit show.
It's not a tangent if it took up half the show.
Hey guys, we're going to talk about games. But first, let's talk about this 30-minute tangent
Can we run through this 30-minute tangent and then...
And then we're going to talk 10 minutes about games, and then we're done.
And then we're done.
But a dude with a penis.
Typically dudes have penises, yeah. One of the PR people was like, would you guys like some stuff? And like,
yes.
Her face.
Oh my God.
Because we're facing away from them.
And like my face drops.
And her reset just goes into like this like happy, excited, I want to squee and make noise come out, but no noise is coming out kind of look. And I literally turned her and go like, drop your face. Act natural and normal. Oh, no. Like this happens all the time.
Right.
And so I turned before her. And I'm like, oh yeah, sure. What were you thinking?
I couldn't turn around.
And
right
she
fast.
Hasn't turned around yet.
Because I'm not ready. My face was not ready. So the level of swag that was coming, the woman walks me over
and the AV guy is walking over to Amanda because she's still facing the door.
Because I haven't turned.
That's hilarious.
And so like in my head, I feel like it's been 15 minutes, but I know that it's only been like 45 seconds or whatever.
Gosh.
And he's like, yeah, do you want to see some stuff too, miss? And she's like, sure. So they walk us over to the wall, and I'm thinking, all right, you can grab a t-shirt and a hat and like,
right. And I'm
go.
Like, oh, like the earbuds, because they were doing in-ear.
Yeah, they're
A-stars. And I was
A-stars.
Like, oh, like this little box, like this little thing.
Yeah.
And they're like, no. And like, they get these two giant bags.
These two massive, they're not their scout bags, but the backpacks for carrying a system.
And they just start throwing everything in the room into this bag. So they're like, have some A-Stars, and here's a set of A-40s, and why don't you have a couple T-shirts, and, oh, we can't get a hat in the front. Can we get it in the little pouch? Send you some hats.
So, it was amazing.
So they fill up the backpacks, and we leave the room, and they shut the doors, and we just look at each other, and it's like a Laverne and Shirley, like, high five. It was magical. I'm like, it's like Christmas in June.
I get so much crap for my freaking triceratops
You get crap for your triceratops for other reasons.
Because have to bring him on planes with me or I'll die.
Right. See, that's why you get crap for him. Not that you have a plushy triceratops, because he's adorable. But the
Sam
fact
is
that
the
you,
best.
But the fact that you're like, I can't fly without him or I'll die. See, that's why you get the crap for it. And that has nothing to do with adulting or not adulting.
I'm just saying, every time I've been on a plane, he was with me and I have not died.
I think that's more about the plane and science and the pilots than your triceratops.
And the presence of Sam. Got a couple of crabbies, but I don't like to talk about that out loud.
You don't like to say that you got
crabbies. I got crabbies. At first I thought I wanted to be, but after seeing Watership Down, I do not want to be a rabbit.
Because Unity did leave a nasty taste in a lot of people's mouths, mm-hmm. and a lot of people...
Like semen.
Ew.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of people.
That's the reaction.
I've been sober for many podcasts now, and I forgot who I was, so I'm going back to my roots.
I'm glad you found yourself again.
I found myself in a bottle of Bailey's. I think the thing that was most surprising for me was Rebecca De Mornay. Like, I did not recognize her. Trish's mom.
Oh, okay. I don't know who she is.
Are you seriously? Are you for real right now?
The name doesn't ring a bell. Who?
You're kidding me. So you... Well, all right. Hand That Rocks the Cradle.
Okay. No.
Yes.
Oh, my God. No.
Yes. No. Yes.
No.
Yes. No. That's Trish's mom. Yes.
What happened?
Time.
Holy shit. Holy shit right now. Are you serious?
I fuck you not.
I just... What?
That's what I'm saying. Like, that was the one that surprised me the most. Because I did not recognize her. It took me a while. And I was like, oh, a mogul.
Like, no.
Yes!
Like, I'm looking at a picture right now.
Rebecca De Mornay is Trish's mom.
Oh my God. Oh. I could talk about Chicago. Detroit.
I was like, what the fuck are Chicago? What the fuck is Chicago? Like the city?
No, game.
Yes.
I literally shit my pants when I saw her because at first I'm like, oh, you're just playing with me. And then
did you have to get new underwear?
I had to go to the bathroom, and I was at my job when it came through. I was taking a little peeky peek at my phone. Sorry, day job. But I'm kind of glad I saw it because I was like, I need to use the facilities. And I sat for like a solid 3 minutes, so I feel bad for anyone who was waiting for me to finish. And I was just like, yes, thank God.
That's right. That tech demo, yeah, that was actually a teaser. It's just the world didn't know it.
And... The trailer that they showed was...
For the game called...
Detroit. Which at first, for some reason, I was saying Chicago, which is a musical.
The full name of the game, please.
I don't have it. I just have it.
Detroit.
Become Human.
There you go. I want to talk about BB-8, the android.
But what? Oh, the little circle soccer ball from the Space Wars.
from the Star Wars Space Wars.
I'm a dick.
You are. Flame Wars just started. We haven't even released this podcast out to people. Yep. I feel the disturbance in the Force already.
They're like, she did what now?
Yeah. So her Twitter handle is Lady Ash People. Direct it at that. Don't take it out on the ESH news handle. We didn't do it. It's not us.
It's not us. It's her. It sounded really funny in my head, but as it was coming out of my mouth, I'm like, oh, this is bad.
But apparently the way that the stories go in 400 days, depending on, because the load up screen is literally a bulletin board and there are 5 pictures that are colored and all the other ones are black and white. And those are the people that you can actually, you know, do their stories.
The black and white or the colored?
The coloreds. Ha! The coloreds. Anyway, so... if you play them in the appropriate order, they actually all tell stories because all the stories bleed into each other in one way or another.
Right.
And they're not in the most deliberate of ways. Like, you might be playing one, and an instance might happen in that one that might get referenced in the next vignette that you play. So it's really kind of smart to really think of where you want to go because each story starts at a different point after the initial break.
Okay.
So...
I lost your thought there, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
You were on the roller coaster, you were rolling along, and then, whee!
I totally was like, I'm done with tangents now.
Well, we're done for tangents for a little bit.
Yeah.
We can get on topic, finally. I mean, Yay. We're only, like, what, 10 minutes in? So,
it only took us 10 minutes to turn around.
It only took us 10 minutes to get off of
the tangent road. Is it a road or a lane?
Well, it's a lane, and then if you go down 3 blocks and you take a left...
I feel like the tangent should be a rotary.
Well, it depends, because you can take tangent lane, and if you go down the 3 blocks and you hook a left, then you're on tangent boulevard, and boulevard actually goes to a rotary.
Oh, okay.
And then you can either get off of tangential rotary, and then you end up back on point topic road. Okay. Or you can take the third exit off of the tangential rotary and end up back on tangent lane.
You really thought this out.
Going in the other direction. So you've got to be careful what exit you get off at the rotary. But if you're going down tangent lane and you go down 4 blocks and take a right, then you go
then
back.
You're going to hit the in and out and you can get some grub.
Yeah, you can hit the in and out. And then when you come out of the in and out, you're back on point road. So,
all right.
You know,
so back to on topic road. Street.
Yes. Whatever. Yeah, on topic road.
I mean, like, I'm kind of glad that we're now on the subject of the Lutesses because we should approach.
Go ahead, talk about the Lutesses.
I mean, when you first completely blind, not really knowing what's going on, you know, you take them at their word. Oh, this is my brother, this is my sister, and you don't think anything about that.
Yes, they look like twins.
They look like they're twins. And they complete each other's sentences, which, you know, in some certain cases, twins can be and have been known to do that.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you're playing with the realm of infinite possibilities, there's easily a chance that in some parallel universes, there is only one Lutess, and that is Roslyn. And in another one, the physicist Lutess was Robert. And maybe in another one, they actually were brother and sister, but only one of them was a physicist. Or, I don't know, maybe perhaps the Lutesses that we have now come to know in the game are essentially the same person.
Correct, that in some, just like you said, in some universes...
That Lutess was a male as opposed to a female.
Our Lutess is Rosalind, and in some universes, our Lutess is Robert.
And they've been able to whisper to each other through these parallel possibilities.
Yes, basically at one point in time, both physicists were working on the same particle to create a powerful... They thought, tool, which ended up ripping a hole, since they were both working on it at the same time, and came to the same conclusion, so this would be a constant, were able to communicate with each other using Morse code.
Yep. dots and dashes through time and space.
And so they then decided
that they wanted to be together.
Correct.
Which
and this is where yeah, go ahead.
Which is where that little that awkward yellow flag of what?
So are you flapping? Brother and sister?
Are you brother and sister or are you
the same person?
I wonder if they're fully aware that they are the same person. And I mean, we had this discussion, Ninja, where, you know, when we figured that this might be a possibility, that, you know, if you're...
Hey, you asked the question, I told you.
I was like, I have to be the same person. I'm like, there's too much going on.
And you're like, do you think that they could be? And I was like, look, I'll put you like this. And I'll put it to you guys like this. If I am a narcissistic physicist, which both Lutesses are so up their own selves, it's ridiculous.
It is.
But it's also adorable. So if I am a single Lutess by myself, physicist, narcissist, you know, you can't tell me nothing. I'm smarter than you will ever be. And I find a version of myself who's the opposite sex in a parallel possibility.
So there's no way... I could hit it and quit it and no one would ever know what I'm talking about. They might just
And I have the ability to bring them across. If I am that narcissistic, would I not treasure the ability to bang myself?
I would. Actually, no, I would not bang
myself. I'm pretty sure that's the way I put it in the text, which you're like, wouldn't you want to bang you?
I'm like,
if you're a narcissist,
would I pandalicious want to
bang? I mean, like, because it's the perfect
male
thing.
Pandalicious.
If you're a narcissistic physicist, if you are able to actually pull yourself as the opposite sex through time and space into your continuum, wouldn't you want to celebrate with some celebratory sex?
Yeah, but I'd also
with
call
yourself.
I'd call it the gentleman's reach around.
But you're not a gentleman because one of you is a chick.
But if this gentleman pulling the lady,
this version of myself is
a gentleman's reach around.
This version of myself is a male, so that's like the ultimate masturbation, right?
Well, I mean, it is self love because it's you.
But that's what I'm saying. I thought that Ascension had really good puzzles.
Agreed.
It is not a game that you are going to just walk in into a puzzling area and know exactly what to do. You will have to sit there and think and kind of watch things and observe. So it slows you down at that point so that you pay attention to what's going on. You're not just going to brawl your way through this game, even though Kratos is, I think, at one of his most vicious points when playing a God of War game in this game than any other God of War game that I've played.
He was aiming for the soft, mushy parts.
It was definitely...
He sliced so much titty in this game. Like, this was a anti-boob game.
Wasn't anti-boob.
If you had titties, he was slicing them off. Mastectomies everywhere.
It wasn't anti-boob, it was just all of the antagonists were females, so...
I think he's got issues with women.
I don't think he has issues with women.
I think he doesn't like boobs very... He doesn't like his boobs that are not his wife's boobs.
In this game,
he...
But so many people pretend to be his wife. Like, I would understand.
I mean,
that.
I can understand, like, those are not my wife's titties. Bang, smash.
Bang. Yeah. Like, at that point, I'd be like, I'm with you. Like,
he is a perfectionist. He found the world's greatest breasts and then murdered them.
No, I'm just saying,
if you helped the man who was going to later convince you to kill your wife and your kid and destroy the most perfect breasts in the world, I'm sure you'd have a vengeful rampage on titties.
Vendetta. Your titties would not be safe.
Your titties are not safe. Your titties.
Yep. Hide them, because I'm coming for them titties.
Good thing it's not breast cancer awareness month.
That's true.
Good thing this game did not come out in October.
Not the video game character to come out and support.
All your breasts have cancer. I'm going to chop them all off.
Mastectomies for
everyone.
That's not good.
Wow, what a horrible tangent that was.
That was really
That was
awful.
Induced by my snake bite.
Yeah. That we'll blame that one on the alcohol.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
Tuesday, follow that up with a brand new episode of the Boston Bass Brigade podcast, co-hosted by our homeboy, King Baby Duck, the testosterone to our estrogen.
There's so much testosterone over
there's
there.
There's a lot of
testosterone. Like, you can't walk in going, oh, that's testosterone I smell.
Yeah, it's not Slim Jims.
It is intense.
It is not Slim Jims.
Pungent, like Sex Panther.
Oh,
Oh.
Very 60% much. 60% like, of the time, yeah. It works all the time.
Yeah. Oh, Sex Panther. But they didn't talk about the fact that it's going to have cross-game chat, which I think is
finally
important. But the PS4 is going to have it, and they didn't mention it. In the entire 2 hours that they spent, they never talked about the fact that, oh, yeah, by the way, we heard you loud and clear. We've got cross-game chat now.
That's right, because the Xbox 720, you're going to be able to talk to aliens in space.
I don't want to talk to aliens chat. In space. All they want to do is probe me.
Well, maybe you'll find nice aliens who don't want to probe you.
No, they all want to probe. It's very upsetting.
Well, they're just very curious about you.
Well, I mean, I understand.
I appreciate someone being curious about me. They're just curious.
But not to that level. You know, take me out for coffee. We can talk. Like, we don't have to go there.
Why do that when they can just probe?
Why do they have to? Why do you have to go straight to my butt? I mean, let's just talk.
I mean,
hold up for a minute. I would like to introduce myself.
Bro, that way, then
my
the
name
way.
Is Ninja. What's your name? Like, can we have that happen? Don't you be like, whoo?
Well, that might just be awkward. They'd be like, hi, I'm an alien. I'm going to probe you now.
See, it's just, any way that you put it, it's just not a good meaning.
It'd be like Kyubey from that anime series being like, hi.
No, let's move on. So, because I don't really want to talk about probes anymore. But,
so Mommy dives in, saves his life, and then, I don't know, has a heart attack and dies.
She died saving her child.
Or so we think.
Because bitch tits is a bitch.
So Oliver mourns for like 3 days, which I mean, that's kind of, you know, common. If you go to work, you get 3 bereavement days, so I guess.
Look, if your mom dies saving your ass, you get to be sad about it for
a long time.
3 days is like nothing. That's just the start of it. First of all, that's just enough time for you to go like, it was me. It was me.
And it's not even like the whole, you know, Bambi where she dies and it's a black screen and then the next scene is like Happy Bird singing. Like, literally, it's him in his room. And you know Studio Ghibli is great with those cry scenes because those tears
are we back
up,
to Ghibli again?
And the face gets fat.
Are we back to Ghibli again?
Yep.
Okay.
And it's just this fat, ugly cry, which makes you want to cry because it's...
Can I ask you about that for, like, just a hot minute? Okay. Why is it that when anything cries in a Studio Ghibli movie, the tears look like big, drippy puddles of mud, glue falling from their face? Like, it doesn't look like a tear. It looks like a pool
it looks like
of, like...
It looks like fake tears, like gel tears.
It does. It looks like gel tears and, like, snot. It looks like...
Well, I think they're going for the dramatic, and sometimes dramatic...
I know, but
it's
disgusting. I'm like,
Well, that's the point.
Like,
not all cries are beautiful and prolific.
I'm not saying
they're
that
nasty
to be beautiful
and
pretty, but, like, it looks like snots are falling from your eyes, and for
well,
those
tears
moments,
are the snots of the eyes.
Tears are not the snots of the eyes. What's wrong with you?
It's just like the eyes are the nipples of the face.
The eyes are not the nipples of the face.
Yes, they are.
No, your nose is the nipple of your face.
No, you only have one nipple on your face?
Yes. It'd be weird if you had two nipples on your face.
Whoa. Anyway.
Why would your face have two nipples?
So I
That's
think,
weird.
So I think...
You're weird.
I think the tears, because they're aiming on the side of dramatics.
I know, but it's the one consistent thing that, like, every single
person
that cries...
Well, that's not true. There's a lot of consistencies in a Studio Ghibli universe.
I know, but it's one of the ones that, like, every time I see it, it pulls me completely out of the story, because I'm
see,
like...
See, it pulls me further in.
I'm like, no, why are you snotting from your eyes? Ew, I can't tie it with you emotionally now, because you have boogers coming
it's
out of
like
your eyeballs.
It's like you're a giant factory of bacteria right now, and I do not feel sorry
for
like,
you. I start to laugh, because it hits me
here's
as funny,
the,
not as
alcohol.
Sad.
Wipe, clean your fucking face.
Exactly. Like, here's some Purell. I can't even be like, oh,
yeah,
I lost my...
Let me bathe you in Purell for
like,
a minute.
Like, I lost my appetite looking at your eye boogers.
See, it doesn't bother me. It actually, I feel close because I'm an ugly crier. There we go. I can admit that about myself. I have a nasty face gets red and puffy and it's just gross. I mean, I feel bad for my worst enemy, whoever has to watch me cry like a harp. It's gross. It is disgusting. They should tape it and make prisoners watch it for
dude, I watched you blow your nose.
That is just as gross.
That is epic.
So I feel it. I understand it because there's certain places of ugliness that just overwhelm you. And crying, I guess, to the Studio Ghibli staff is an ugly, grotesque but liberating.
It's now back to Ghibli?
Yep, because okay. I jump. It's weird. As much of a completionist as I am, Pokemon is not one of those things that I could sit down and get it all done. It is a multiple year endeavor to get all the Pokemon.
That's why I can't play them.
And the thing is, in this game, we're in a totally different realm. We're not in Kanto or the Johto. We're in a totally different area. And once you beat the Elite Four and the champion and you beat the game, it opens up all the other regions and all the other 150 sets of Pokemon from the other three are now available in your region.
That's a lot of Pokemon.
That's a lot of Pokemon. That is a lot of balls.
That is like, that. Those are like so
That's
many
a lot
balls.
Of Ultra Balls
That's
and Quick Balls.
A lot of Pokeballs.
And, yeah, so.
I mean, do you have enough pockets to put all those Pokeballs?
Well, the thing is, when you capture a Pokemon after the six that you get to keep on you, they go to your computer. They download to your computer.
Oh, they go to your Pokedex?
So, yes. Well, I mean, the Pokedex scans them, but they get sent to your box where you can retrieve them and whatever like that. So you don't carry all these balls. It'd be ridiculous.
I mean, that's a lot of balls to carry on oneself.
Yeah. Six balls is a lot to carry.
I mean, I don't think that you could walk with six balls.
I don't even want to imagine that, but...
Because there's a lot of walking in that game.
Yes, until you get a bicycle.
You get a bicycle?
Yeah.
When does that happen?
Later.
You can't ride a bike with six balls.
Well, there...
You can't do it well, that's for sure.
I get lost in the little parts of Assassin's Creed 3 sometimes, just because, like, it's like... Sometimes I just play the board games.
Oh, I suck at that fucking board game.
I remember watching every time,
dude, every time I feel like I'm about to win, I make a move that I don't realize is about to screw me over, and then I lose. And then I get so upset, I almost rage quit because that's too
much. I have ridiculous. You rage quit.
I almost did. I was like, motherfucker, that cost me $10. Shit.
Man, that's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money. Do you know how many fucking bears I gotta try and find?
Do you know how many burgers I can eat with $10? Three.
That's including the tax, right?
Yeah, including the tax.
Then that fool's voice is like, oh, I got you now.
Like, I know. Oh. It's just like my grandpa talking smack to me while we're playing checkers. I'm like, nuh-uh, old man.
Oh, not even. Dad with checkers.
Shit.
Man,
he talks shit all the time.
He would never say anything to me, but he'd look. Like, I'd have my hand on the PC and be like, you really want to do that? I'm like, no.
I know. He was such an intimidator. He would talk shit to me. We'd be playing, and I'd be like, I got you now. He's like, okay, if that's the move you want to make.
I'm like, oh, no, I don't want to do it.
No, I'm confident. I'm going
to get it. My hand's still on it. I haven't moved it.
I took two of your guys. He's like, okay, and you did get two of my guys, but I want you to watch what's about to happen here. Don't feel bad about it. And then he would proceed to dominate and eat, like, eight of my pieces and be like, it was a good game, but, you know, you just weren't going to beat me.
You weren't going to win.
It's okay. And I was like, I love you, but I don't like
right
you right
because
now.
Because I made Dad play Pretty Pretty Princess with me.
Yes.
And I purposely let him win so he had to wear all those jewels.
Yeah. Yeah. I was
like, look at that crown, Daddy. You're a pretty, pretty princess.
I wish you had an iPhone at that point.
I wish you had that pretty, technology pretty then.
Because that photo would have been...
But because I'm so unfamiliar with Click Adventures now, because I used to play them back in the day when I was really, really, you know, young.
Which was a Wednesday.
Yeah. And so now my hand positions on my keyboard and stuff is not, I'm not set anymore.
You're not fingering it right?
I'm not.
Mm,
and I
shame.
Die a lot because my fingering
because you're
is just
fingering
not great
it right.
anymore.
True that.
And it makes me, it's challenging me
to
my motor skills.
Right? You gotta increase your fingering skills by +5, girl.
I need more than +5. Woo! I need like +15.
Yikes. You've been away from it for a while.
I have. Mm. But I mean, the mysteries and the puzzle solving, I'm right there. But anytime
not so much with the fingering.
That you actually
got it.
Encounter a villain or something that you have to interact with fast enough, and
your
it's
fingers
not like you
just aren't up to the
they're
speed.
They're not up to speed.
Right.
They're dial up. I need Fios.
For all the different types of nerds and geeks in your life that deserve something that doesn't suck this holiday season from you.
I mean, unless they ask for a vacuum cleaner because then they want something that sucks.
And we can recommend the perfect Dyson for that.
Yeah, I was totally just going to say Dyson. Done.
Well, I mean, I've now seen it twice. But
what?
Yeah.
When did you go again?
I took a me day and snuck away with my quarters that made up just enough for me to get a matinee ticket. But I saw it again.
And I mean, I recall when we went and saw it the first time that I had a very tender moment.
You did. It was so cute.
I did.
Panda cried.
I cried.
And then she tried to play it off like she didn't. But she did.
It was like I had something in my eye. It was emotion.
Yeah. That's what it was. She's like, no. I got dust in my eye. And I was like, yeah, no. That's
if dust means water from your your tear duct, then yes.
That means a feeling. Then yeah.
Yes.
You had a feeling in your eye.
It is January 3rd through 6th.
So you're going down to Maryland right after New Year's.
Yep. And I'm either going by the mega bus because they have a bus that's dedicated towards picking people up and getting to there and coming back.
To MAGFest or to Maryland?
To MAGFest.
Okay, so there's a MAGFest mega bus.
A mega bus.
Okay.
One bus, and it stops at all these random places while it's on its way to MAGFest.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yes.
If I don't do that, Twist is caravanning that shit. And they're like, you can come with us on our caravan. And I'm like, maybe. So, I'm making plans.
So, you're making plans to drive down to Maryland.
To be in a car that's going to MAGFest. I still have to figure out the sleeping arrangement, though. And that's a very key point for me. So, if I can't get that locked in, I may not be going to PAX. I mean, to MAG. But I have an idea of a plan, which is better than no plan or idea of a plan at all.
I will give you that sleeping arrangement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't want to be on a floor.
No.
I've done that once.
Maryland ain't cheap.
I know.
Just so you know.
That's
why we haven't done MAGFest yet.
But it's so in our wheelhouse. And the guy with the glasses crew, they all go. Even the dude from Canada. Well, several of the dudes from Canada.
All right. Let me just break it down. If you do MAGFest, you know that there's probably not a PAX East then.
That's okay. Maybe.
No. That's definite. You're not going to have the dough for both.
Why? I'll save my hooking money for McDonald's money.
You ain't going to be hooking.
I might.
You may have a job. That's going to throw a wheelhouse in all...
I know, because then I'll have the money, but I won't have the time.
Correct.
It's like, if I have the time, I don't have the money.
Welcome to adult world. Hi!
Hi!
Nice to meet you.
Ah, fuck.
Yeah, that's how that works.
Grown-up living sucks.
Yes, it does. Stay a kid for as long as you can. So, I just keep a watch on his Twitter feed, the DCD... definitely, especially if you are out at PAX Prime this week. Unfortunately, Esh is not in the building. Sad face. But
I'm going to get you and me on that plane.
Dude, I got you to California.
I know.
Seattle's just another half hour. Just another half hour. Direct shot. Shut up. Sleep. I will slip you a pill. It'll be cool.
We tried that.
No. I got a different pill. Don't. Trust me. You'll sleep. It'll be cool.
Is it FDA approved?
Fuck the FDA. How many drugs have they approved that they've ended up taking off the market because they killed people? Fen?
Touche.
Okay. FDA approved doesn't mean anything anymore. It means that it might not kill you.
Does it have ginkgo biloba in it?
I could put ginkgo biloba in it. How about that?
Okay. So at least if it goes horribly wrong...
Take it with some green tea and you'll be fine.
Energy.
It'll be cool. I'm pretty sure I'm not gonna kill you.
I'm still in the prime of life.
I'm pretty sure I'm not gonna kill you.
How sure are you?
I am like 89.9997% sure.
You're not very sure.
That's like an A minus.
An 89.9997. If you round it. If you don't, that's just a really high B plus.
I grade on a curve. I grade on a curve.
It's got to be a solid like 95, this. At least 95%.
It do like this.
It go like that.
It do like this.
It didn't go like that.
It didn't go like that before, but it do like this now.
This is going to be a great show today.
So there will be vehicle-to-vehicle jumping missions. So I'm going to go that, yes, you can be on top of a vehicle while it's moving. I just haven't gotten to that point yet.
Okay.
I can't imagine that you would have a skill tree point place that you could upgrade around that unless you could do it. I just haven't gotten there yet. But it doesn't happen as often to me when I am in a vehicle. But it happens every time that I'm on a bike. And so it's a little disjarring to me on the motion stuff. And it takes a second for me to kind of come back out of it. And I don't know if it's just because, you know, the room that I typically play in, I like to keep a little bit dark because that's easier on my eye to play. Mostly because I don't have my Gunner glasses because somebody was borrowing them because they were going to use them
all the time. They're upstairs untouched and unscathed. You can take them at any time.
They could be brought back to me at any time. They were lent out. They could be brought back. It's like a Blockbuster. Blockbuster doesn't come to your house to pick up the videos.
They should have. Maybe they would have been busy a little bit longer.
No, they would have been spending all that gas to go pick up these. Like, knock, knock, knock. Are you done with Weekend at Bernie's 2? You've had it for like 3 years. Can we have it back? Can we have it back?
I never stole anything from Blockbuster. I always returned that shit early. As soon as I was done watching it, all right, I'm going to return it back.
Well, you're one of the people that tried to help them stay in business, but you were only one of a very few.
I was one of seven.
You were one of seven. Well, that's it.
There yeah.
You
have
it. That's what we have for you this week, Sleeping Dogs and Borderlands 2. Sleeping Dogs, surprising. I'm not going to say sleeper hit, but definitely sleeper.
Something to take notice of?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll have more.
Like, she might not be, like, the 10 that you've been hitting on at the bar all night, but she's, like, a 7.5, 8.
I'm going to be like, I'll put it like this. She's straight up an 8, no beer goggles.
Are you 8 that you'd eight, buy a no, drink?
8 I'd buy a drink for.
Not the most expensive drink, though? Maybe, like...
No, a draft. An apple. Whatever's on draft.
Oh, okay. So you wouldn't buy her, like, an apple martini? Or what? Or pay attention to what drink she's got in her hand and be crafty?
Wait. It depends on whether or not it's a happy hour drink. Like, if the martini is a happy hour drink, then I'd buy it. If it's not a happy hour drink, we're still talking about what's on draft. Or the house stuff.
All right.
But still, I'd buy the drink.
You'd buy her a drink.
Yeah.
All right.
No beer goggles.
No beer
goggles. Okay, beer goggles might move it up to a 10, is what I'm saying.
Whoa.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, beer goggles move you plus 2?
Yeah, depending upon the beer and how many you've had. Beer goggles, by definition, move you +1. Depending upon how strong the beer goggles are, you can move +2.
Fuck no.
Yes. That's how a lot of one night stands happens because you've been.
Well, I don't do the whole.
You've gone from a 5 to a 7, and you know.
Those poor 5s, when the beer goggles wear off, what are they supposed to do?
They don't know until they get kicked out. Like, yeah, I have to visit my mom.
I have to knot off my arm to get away from your face.
So you have to leave now. Thanks. I'll call you.
We'll get pizza.
Exactly. That's what happens to a 5 that was +2 to a 7. Oh. You know who I really feel for? Those 6s that became 8 because they were treated like they were gold and then not so much. That's who I really feel for.
I'm sorry, guys. We're sorry, 7s and 6s.
We're sorry, 7s and 6s. We really are. We feel for you.
Or 5s and 6s. Yeah, because if you're a 7, then you get bumped to a 9.
This is what I'm saying. So you get treated even worse next morning. That's what I'm saying. Like, you were treated like a supermodel and woke up with Shanaynay.
Shanaynay needs love, too.
Shanaynay needs love, too, but Shanaynay was treated like Beyonce, then went back to being treated like Shanaynay and didn't understand why.
Man, that's
why.
A bad Cinderella mix right there.
And didn't understand why. It's not cool.
She should have left
cool.
A shoe. Should have left a shoe.
I'm serious. Beer goggles. They be messing up people's lives. I'm just saying. You know?
Because, I mean, you got these 4 badass people. Yeah, they're on a bus. They all kind of start off together. But it's not like, hey, guys, let's go check out that cave. Fuck no. I'm down. And someone's already shooting. Like, you don't get the dichotomy of your party.
Right.
Which I think they're going to... They're emphasizing more of in this.
Cool.
Which I'm looking forward to. Because I definitely do plan to play with more than one person.
Pick me!
How about you?
Yay! I got picked.
And, you know, anybody else who happens to have at the same time, too.
Yay! We all got picked. Wait, when does it come out? I might be broke.
September 18th.
I'm not gonna be broke. I'll be broken October. Mad broken.
Mad
October.
Broke.
But I have a flex fund in September.
In case of emergency, use this fund.
In case of emergency, break open savings account.
It's supposed to be for savings.
I saved it just for Borderlands 2.
But anyway, they were showing off a lot of, well, you know what happens in Borderlands 2. Kicking ass, taking names, gunfire.
Wub wub.
And we'll let you know because it goes off the song from the Lion Sleeps Tonight. So the a wee moet.
Uh-huh.
And there was like a little, I guess, wub wub in the back. But they really want you to focus on the primal jungle-esque-ness of Pandora.
Okay.
You know, you're out.
Which is mad jungly.
Well, it's mad deserty, post-apocalyptic-y, you know, everyone for themselves kind of
deal. So is it
more
like Rage laid out now as opposed to most of the greeny, like, gloopy...
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
All right, Bill Cosby.
With my sweater and the puddings and the hippity dippity dabbity wobbities.
I can't believe you just did that. Yes, I can.
Totally adjusted my Cosby tie, my sweater. Too bad we're not a video podcast.
Oh, we gotta have the studio.
But
done.
Anyway.
How are you gonna
make it? They were smart, like with the whole Tinkerbell. Like, they already knew ideally who they wanted, but they had to wait for her to grow up a little bit. And now you can't get Tinkerbell to shut the fuck up.
No, that bitch just be running her mouth.
Well, if you were quiet for most of your life,
I mean,
you?
I would have a lot of things to say. Yeah. But it wouldn't be anything you could put on, like, a video game or a TV show or a cartoon for the children.
I'm just saying.
But the games that I play over there are the fun throwaway games and puzzle games.
Yeah.
You know, they
like
100 are...
Like 100
Floors. Like 100 Floors. Cut the Rope, which is my shit. Or Contre Jour, which I absolutely love. Which is not something that you would ever play on a console. You just wouldn't. You know, it very much reminds me of games like Echochrome and Flow.
Oh, okay.
You know, now imagine having those on a mobile device.
Pick up and play, in and out, for whatever
That's
time
That's not
period.
A Vita, because it wouldn't be a Vita.
Right,
you
but
know,
just in and out.
But now think about how many people playing those games got interested in the next level up games like the Cut Your Ropes and that kind of stuff, and then moved on to other games that were in the gaming sections of these stores because they had a great experience with this. You know, mobile gaming, I believe, is a gateway drug, frankly, to handheld mobile. You know, I think smartphone gaming leads to handheld gaming, and if you execute well on the handheld, you will create a console gamer.
See, it's like a relationship. You talk on the phone for a while, then you hold hands, and then you move in with each other and can't stand each other.
Wait. You go from holding hands to moving in?
I know, it's very fast.
I believe that you are missing some steps in between the hand-holding
and
the moving in.
Then there's some multiplayer action. And then somebody gets returned to GameStop.
Oh.
And then it's used.
That's so sad.
And then when you buy it, there's a download code you gotta get that costs an extra 600 points or $5.
And it's scratched and it's angry and doesn't want to run, but it runs kind of, sort of. But anyway,
that's so sad.
And we're not sad right now. We are happy. Well, but, I mean, if you've been playing since Diablo 1.
Okay, but assume that I haven't. What's the story and why do I want to go and do all this stuff?
We'll see. You have to play Diablo 1.
No,
what if
I've never played a Diablo game?
Okay.
What's the story? What? And then, why is 3 such a big deal, right? Because we've been talking about, and by we I mean you, have been talking about Diablo 3, and when is it coming, and holy Jesus, can I have it now? And and I remember when they made the announcement that you snagged a bunch of those posters when we were at E3.
Yep.
Okay, so now here we are, you're talking with Zeno about it, you've been playing, I still don't know why I should give a damn.
Okay.
Okay, so let's just try to sum up Diablo 1 quick then.
Let's try.
All right. You are a wandering person.
Yay! Whatever class.
Yes.
In that comes across the city of Tristram that seems to be onset by a demon named Diablo. And there's a sage, I'm blanking on his name, the Deckard Cain, who tells you that a hero needs to go down and basically pwn him.
Right.
So the hero goes down, goes through a whole bunch of tribulations. He pwns him. He takes this jewel that's stuck in Diablo's head and jabs it into his own head, and Diablo lives again. That's how that first story ends.
Well, that's stupid.
Yeah,
okay.
And then the wanderer goes wandering around.
Mm-hmm.
I've played a couple of games with other people who, I think I played like a demon hunter and a barb, you know, barbarian. And I go in and I Nova Blast, which is like an AoE freeze to stop things. But then like 16 other things come from like the north side of the map and I die. And my friend who's the barb was like, yeah, stop pulling shit. And I'm like, yeah, I'm so rusty. It's really embarrassing. But,
I don't understand anything you just said right now.
Yep, probably. So let's talk about what they don't know.
Yeah, let's give you something that you don't know about.
Well, you might know some
of it. Okay, there's a possibility you know about it.
You probably do if you've been listening to us for as long as we've been doing it.
Probably already know about it. But that's okay, because for those that don't, it's new to you.
Yep. Okay, like herpes.
No, no, not like herpes. Not like herpes, because you can't cure herpes.
No, canker sores are mouth herpes.
But you can't, you can cure a canker sore, you can't cure herpes.
But,
okay, being herpes and being like herpes, two different things.
But canker sore is a form of herpes.
Yes, but it's a curable thing.
Yes, but it's still herpes.
But it's a curable herpes. When you say herpes, people don't think, oh, canker sores. They think Valtrex herpes.
VD.
Okay? Like,
burning, swelling.
Exactly. They're not just thinking canker
sores. Well, canker sores burn and swell.
Yes, but what I'm getting at is when you say herpes, people don't think, oh, she could be talking about canker sores. They think, ew, nasty genital thing that never goes away and is incurable, and I could pass on to a partner, even though I don't think that I have it. Valtrex. Like, that's at least how my brain goes when I hear herpes.
Valtrex, when you have herpes.
I have herpes, but I don't.
I love those commercials.
I hate those commercials. I'm like, well, like,
I have BD. I'm getting out of here.
Exactly. Okay? It's like, yeah, we're together. He has herpes, but I don't. Well, keep having sex with him. You will.
It's like, play that Russian roulette game.
I just like,
herpes or no herpes?
Spin the wheel of misfortune. Spin, spin, spin.
Oh, you got VD. Anyway.
Yeah, but we're a little bit off topic.
Off the herpes subject.
I hate those commercials.
I love them because I'm just like, because you gotta know going in if you're one of those actors, you're like, all right, one of us is gonna have herpes and the other one's gonna be okay about the fact that I have herpes. And it'd be like, in a real
like,
relationship.
How do you read that? I mean, you really gotta need rent money to be like, all right, so I gotta get on TV and say, I have herpes.
A genital disease.
wait, I have what?
What? Wait, now feel the pain of the herpes. Well,
wait.
I have to say I have herpes, and it's going to be on TV. So every time people see me, you're the guy who's got herpes.
No. I was just acting. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You have herpes, and I don't.
Don't.
Peace.
Deuces. Roll. Anyway.
But again, we're off topic.
This is the real deal. This is what people come for, what we're about to get into right now. The video games, the tech gadgets, and the anime.
Do we have anything tech gadgety today?
I kinda maybe have a little gadgety thing.
I mean, I've got gadgets I could talk about, but I don't know if people...
That's a different podcast.
That's what I thought.
You can also listen to some of the great entertainment that's there on the All Games Radio Network. Shows like Ultimate
Super
Quest.
Happy Fun Time Radio.
No.
No.
Whoa. I'm not there anymore?
No. Shh. I'll tell you later. Shh. I'm sorry. I'm slow to this news.
It could just turn out into a giant PC gaming war.
I think it's going to be a clusterfuck.
It's going to be a battle royale.
With cheese.
No. You don't kill cheese. Cheese is too delicious.
A royale with cheese.
No.
Yeah.
With queso. Which is
queso fresco? Spanish.
I guess so.
Yes!
That we'll go, don't we'll, melt. We'll that go right. Fresco.
That ain't right. Cheese that don't melt ain't right. I'm just letting you know. It's delicious.
Wait, there's
right.
Cheese that doesn't melt?
Queso fresco doesn't melt.
Whoa.
But it's good, but it doesn't
okay.
melt.
Okay.
I was watching Food Network the other day.
I trust you.
I have to use it until I bring the headset that Ninja brought me back home to Pandaville. You know, back up north. Ish to the east.
Pandas live to the north and to the east.
To the west! To the west! No, to the east.
To the window!
Wait,
no.
Wall! To the to the headset on my head.
Yes.
We're dumbing that down, everybody.
Yeah, that's right. Here we go.
I don't know how to describe it.
That's okay. I'll
they're summoning Megatron every time they do this.
Our powers combined. I summon Megatron.
Okay, yeah, way to mix those right there.
You know it.
Captain Planet Megatron.
Ooh.
Oh, that's what I thought.
Anyway. Wow. With the Captain Planet, and that should be the end of Captain Planet ever being mentioned on this podcast again.
All right.
Why? You don't like Captain Planet?
I fucking hate Captain Planet.
Well, I don't really like Captain Planet either.
Me either. He didn't do a good
everybody
job
knows
of saving the planet.
Okay, so I always rooted for Vile to fucking win. The blonde bitch. I was like, fuck, no, fuck up the environment. Fuck him and all of his little friends. Fuck them all. Toxic waste
That's
for all of them.
Not very nice.
I tried to avoid watching the show in general, so.
I couldn't. You know, I have a younger sister.
We shouldn't pollute, but, you know.
Yeah,
it was like an environmental lesson that they formed into a brick and then repeatedly whacked you over the head
exactly.
with.
Exactly, I'm not that dumb. Oh, look, the little Asian
no.
chick, she's
out of
got
all
a problem
the, there's only
again.
One episode that runs rampant in my brain, and it's the one where they met the girl who didn't have a leg because she stepped on a mine and they went back in time, and she, like, sends them back with a letter to give to, like, the
Just a like, synopsis. It's
country.
Terrible.
And, like, when they go back to the future, she has both of her legs. And I'm like, yay! No more landmines!
Yeah. See how lame that is?
Yeah, that's excessively lame.
Okay.
Oh, well, I liked it.
Okay. I'm going to turn it into an evoker gun because they're fun.
What are they doing? They're bad.
What?
You should never shoot yourself in the head. I don't care what kind of bullets they are.
Yeah, if you've been reading the site, you'll remember from a few days ago my thing on Venus versus Virus, where I talked about how they shoot themselves in the head with antivirus bullets and how it was awesome because it reminded me of Persona 3, where they shoot themselves in the head with evoker guns things. Wow. I was like, shooting yourself in the head is great, so I've got an evoker gun.
We do not condone suicide on our show.
It's only okay if it either puts you into berserker mode or summons a thing to fight for you.
An Aeon.
It's never good to shoot yourself in the head. Like I said, I don't care what kind of bullets it is. Because one night you're going to be down at Tijuana and you're going to grab the wrong gun and it's going to be game over.
Jane's got a gun. Oh my god, is it going to be like Rose McGowan in Charmed? It's like, we're the Charmed 3. Well, we killed one. Well, here's another one. Like, come on. If you put that on a dinosaur, like bronchitis.
Brontosaurus?
Yeah. And I was going to say bronchitis.
Bronchitis, the dinosaur? She's got a bad cough. I don't see why a character has to be so whiny in order to, at the end, become so badass.
Right, why can't they just be badass from the start?
Why can't they just be regular and grow into being badass?
Well, how many people actually do that, though?
Okay,
I mean, statistically, how many people just go from, I'm a normal person to, I'm a motherfucking badass? Without some type of catalyst that would change them into a badass.
Steve Jobs, Bill Gates. Just a couple.
Yeah, can you see Bill Gates be like, I'm going to pwn you? Like,
he did. It's called Windows, the operating system. People sign up in droves and buy it to get pwned in the ass, and then they keep going back and buying it more. That's pimp right there.
Good point.
Okay,
alrighty.
I'm going to fuck you till you love me. And
someone didn't come here to box.
Okay.
I know where that came
Bill
from.
Bill Gates is pimp. Alright, he's a pimp. I'm not going to lie. The man is shilling his thing. People are eating it up. He's a pimp. And now, not only is he a pimp, but he's about to do charitable work for the rest of his life.
So he's a charity pimp?
So he is freaking a charity pimp. I mean, freaking...
Wait, is he going to be on The Apprentice?
No. Oh, no, well, Donald Trump wishes he had Bill Gates' money.
Oh, okay.
Donald Trump would be on Bill Gates' Apprentice. And even Bill Gates would be like...
You're fired.
You're fired. You're such a prick. Go. Shoo. Big boys are playing. We're having big boy conversation. You go play at the kiddie table.
Oh.
Oprah might be at Bill Gates' table, but not Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Okay, well, if you enjoyed this show, and how could you not, and make sure that you visit our website, electricsisterhood.com, to subscribe to our podcast and get all of our shows the moment we put them out on the web for your consumption. Again, that's electricsisterhood.com. You can get our podcast right there on our site, or you can get the podcast through iTunes, either on the desktop or through the podcast application on your iOS device. It's also available in Stitcher Radio, Google Play, VogNetwork.com, and pretty much any podcast aggregator on the planet that you can find, you can get the Eshcast in. So make sure that you subscribe and let us know if there's something that you want us to review or check out or talk about on the podcast. And if we take your suggestion, we'll give you a shout out on the show so you can get 15 seconds of fame. Who doesn't want that? But if you do enjoy our podcast, then definitely make sure when you're visiting our website that you check out all of our reviews and our news from the entire team at Electric Sisterhood. That's not just me and Pandalicious, but that includes a whole host of other people. So make sure that you're checking out what we're talking about. Share it with your friends. Hit us up on social because we're active on social. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/landofesh. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter at ESH News. We share a lot of content on our social channels. Whenever we go to events, photos that we're taking, you will see on our Instagram feed. So make sure that you're following us, engage with us, and let us know if there's something that you want to see us check out. We'll do that too, because we do this for you as much as we do it for us. And if you enjoy us, then you definitely will enjoy all the other shows and sites that make up the Land of Esh. So that includes B3Crew.com and the No Borders, No Race podcast hosted by our homie King Baby Duck, KBD, over at B3Crew.com, talking about all things indie, whether that's music or movies, video games, anime, so much more. Make sure that you're checking out his site and show because they are fantastic. We highly recommend them. Also, every Wednesday night, streaming live, old games and new, our homie Hamsterman2049, holding down SmashBrook.com, which you absolutely need to check out. It's a fantastic site, and his streams are extremely fun. So make sure that you check them out every Wednesday night at 9 Eastern. You can get the link very quickly on our Facebook page, facebook.com/landofesh, plug, plug. So make sure that you do that. Continuing with the love for the crew is our homie Phil the Issues Guy with Phil's recap and review on YouTube and on his site issuesprogram.com. You definitely, definitely, definitely need to check out his recaps and his site. He does great, great articles, but you can see his video archive there on the site, but also on his YouTube channel, you can actually call in live and be part of his recaps, which is totally awesome. And if you enjoy Vikings, you definitely want to make sure that you're checking out his recaps right now going on at issuesprogram.com. And last, but certainly not our least, our homies, the dudes and dudette, over at nerdcrave.com, feeding you all the stuff that nerds crave, whether it's video games, comic books, anime, manga, movies. If it's nerdy, they're talking about it over at nerdcrave.com. So make sure that you bookmark all of our sites, that you check out all of our shows, that you engage with us. We're all on social across the board. Just hit up our sites to get all of our handles and make sure that you are engaging with us as much as we love to engage with you. PAX East is coming up, folks, so don't forget, definitely make sure that you've added us to your bookmarks because we will be covering the show very, very soon. So bookmark us now, fall in love with us later. As always, I'm Ninja Sista, and until next time, I'm out.